Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. The Reverend David Greenwald is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Holy Scripture today is from Matthew chapter 18. Then Peter came up and said to him, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants, who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, 'Pay what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' He refused, and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed. They went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace are yours. From God our Father, through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus, the risen one. Amen. And Peter came up and said to him, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times." Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you seven times, 77 times." Peter's a reasonable guy. I like Peter. He's got a great idea here. In fact, Peter is maybe even a little bit beyond reasonable. He's probably hoping for a commendation. Common thinking at the time is that you only had to forgive someone three times. So seven times, what a guy. Amen? What a great friend to have. And after just now celebrating Reformation Day, we've got to say, I'll bet he was a great husband with that sort of benevolence. You get it? He was the first pope. Never mind. He more than doubled the requirement. And he kept it with a holy number. 3 + 3 + 1 = 7 is totally reasonable, right? Depending on what the offense is. I mean, 7 times is reasonable, right? At the very least, we can say that Jesus is unreasonable. Jesus is unrealistic. It's unattainable. 77 times 70 times 7, there's discrepancy with the Hebrew and the Septuagint. But whatever it is, 77 or 490, forgiveness from the heart without end. Sounds completely unreasonable. And what sort of community can thrive with that sort of grace within its membership? I mean, unless what Jesus is talking about is something minor, like your son forgetting to rinse the plates before he puts it in the dishwasher. I mean, he's 5. He's kind of cute. He's trying. Forgive that. The unfortunate news is that Jesus doesn't provide any qualifiers or limitations or loopholes. It's kind of like Jesus speaking in just one chapter further in Matthew 19 on divorce. He eliminates the loopholes that Moses allowed due to the hardness of heart. He gets back to God's original intention at a lifelong union. "Let's be about it," he says. Or the Sermon on the Mount, that revolutionary manifesto of life in the kingdom that's given without qualifiers or ways to lessen the weightless cross that we pick up and we follow Jesus. Anger, lust, retaliation, love of our enemies, judging others. Peter's tough, but reasonable. Jesus? And yet we're called to walk in the ways of Jesus, not Peter. Which means that we are called to live lives of unreasonable forgiveness. Miroslav Volf, in his book Free of Charge, more beautifully and powerfully elucidates this teaching of Jesus. But one nugget that makes all of this even more unreasonable is that forgiveness does imply blame and condemnation. The thing happened. It's acknowledged. The severity isn't lessened. But the injured doesn't hold the offense against the offender. And the world's sense of justice is trampled underfoot. The parable that Jesus continues with commands exactly this. The debt is forgiven by the king and the servant, not held against him when he's released from prison. No earthly punishment imposed by the brother in faith. No retribution or righteous penalty. Volf continues in his book, the state can do what it does. Restraint from further sin or damage. For the church, the offender goes unpunished, even perhaps asking the state to forego punishment for mercy, so that the memory of the offense eventually slips into oblivion. Not just once, but forgiveness without end. But Jesus can't mean that, can he? No punishment. At least not certainly in all circumstances. I mean, that one employee that you know, they're in IT right here on this floor somewhere, they never get their TPS reports in on time. 7 submissions, all of them late, and they're truly apologetic and forgiven, but the action plans have failed and they still have a job? We're risking number 8. It's terrible management. The IC, the LCMS can't survive without TPS reports. Graceful governance is a threat to the kingdom of Jesus. Am I right? The office manager of a church, a congregation who has embezzled thousands, deeply remorseful, repentant, but they still have a job and they're given a Christmas bonus. There's no way a congregation like that can stay afloat. Merciful stewardship will impoverish Jesus' mission. Or the spouse who has more than 77, more than 490 websites visited that have broken a heart and shattered your self-image. They should put a blocker on their laptop, but should they really keep that half of the bed warm the same night? No retribution, no threats of divorce, not even a week on the couch. What's to stop it from happening again? Someone scuffing my shoes or spitting on my name. Someone who votes no on Amendment 3 or besmirches our theology. Doesn't God need our righteous anger? And what if they don't repent at all? Am I still called to live with love, a lightness of heart, and overflowing with grace and mercy? Jesus can't mean that, can he? It all seems impossible and unreasonable. But Christ, who knew no sin, became sin and swallowed the whole cup of our penchant for bitterness and vengeance so that all at a baptized once, over a spirit-formed lifetime, we would become the righteousness of and breathe out the forgiveness of God. This forgiveness that Jesus gives us, to give is a gift. We would live in freedom. The challenge of this unreasonable forgiveness does not preclude the goodness and truth of Jesus' promise that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And in living in his ways, we do find rest for our souls. Forgiving the ones who betrayed, cheated, or abandoned, or abused, or deceived us, we recommit our trust. Not to our attempts to secure our own safety and stability through punishments and penalties, but in forgiving from the heart, we trust ourselves and our lives to the one who judges justly, the one who has first swallowed your sin whole. Forgiveness from the heart means exposing again a gap in our armor that may in fact lead to another wound and death, but it displays trust, the one who raises the dead. Is called to actual martyrs, to trust their eternal safety to him and their deaths. It's called to us in 2024, is to trust our emotional, relational, and social safety to Him in lives of grace and forgiveness. God's gift to us, to you, is to follow His Son, to live in the freedom that is His story of grace. And it's all going to work out the way He wants it. So we can trust Him, the one who protects you, as you even forgive those who wound you. As you have first received, so we give. Forgiveness without end. Amen. I invite you to rise.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.